All right, Rebbe, say good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up, still in Parak Yotes, page Kuf Pei Gimel, the bottom of Kuf Pei Gimel. So still continuing in the Midah of Chasidus, the Chelkei Chasidus, speaking about, again, just to reorient ourselves, the general definition of Chasidus is this idea of going above and beyond in our relationships, whether those are relationships bein adam lechavero, interpersonal relationships, or relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chassid is the one who does not simply fulfill his or her obligations, but rather, again, goes above and beyond expectations. So what we've been doing, so in the last couple of shiurim, is that Ramchal has been bringing examples of great people. How was their greatness manifest? Interestingly enough, just by going above and beyond in certain details. So we have another example of this. Amar Yehuda, Haiman, the Barayim Mehavi Chasida. Listen to this. If someone wants to be a Chasid, Rabbi Yehuda writes, the Kayim Mili Debrachas. He should be careful. This is very incredible. He should be careful to go ahead and be meticulous in all of the things brought up in Maseches Brachos. How incredible is this? Hey, you want to see, why does he bring up Maseches Brachos? If you notice, by the way, as I'm sure you have, I'm sorry? Right, so if you notice, by the way, that so much in Brachos is, we see so many different topics, even though, again, the topic of the Maseches Brachos, but the truth, especially in this first chapter, we're only 2 weeks in, we're beginning now our third week of Brachos, but it's amazing just to see the variety of topics that are covered, the beautiful Agadata that is covered, the incredible lessons that we've learned. So Rav Yehuda said, it's almost as if, like, if you're stuck on a desert island and you can only take one sefer with you, take a Maseches Brachos. Take a Brachos, because Brachos has everything. A person wants to be a chassid, become proficient in matters of Brachos. Now the truth is, if one wants to be a bit more literal, then what Rabbi Huda was literally saying was, be meticulous actually in Brachos, in the way you make Brachos. So remember again, Brachos is something we do throughout the entire day. Every time we eat, every time we drink, there's a bracha. A person davens, there are brachas. A person uses the bathroom, there's a bracha. Shabbos says, so amazingly enough, if you think about it, when building one's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the best way to build that relationship is through brachos. Because brachos are the constant dialogical connection that I have with the Creator. So a person wants to build up his relationship with Hashem, be more attentive to brachos. He goes on, v'zeh l'mashe bin adam l'kono. And I will say, of course, this refers to my bin adam l'makom. This refers to my relationship between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amrila, others say, if you want to be a chassid, l'kayem mili dinizakin. But I say, ultimately, again, if you want to go ahead and be a chassid, others say that you should become proficient in Baba Kama, Baba Basra, Baba Metzia. What does that have to do with anything? So remember, again, those mesechtas, the babas, right? The baba mesechtas all have to do with matters of damages. Where, again, damages, tort law, a variety of different things. But the common denominator is, ultimately, v'zeu lema shebeino lebein chavero, kof pei dalet. And I will say, ultimately, again, this refers to what? This refers to aspects bein adam lechavero, between me and my fellow man. So also remember again, so the baba mesechtas speak about the halachos of damages, speak about the halachos of how we treat others' property, speaking about the halachos in terms of what you do with lost or found objects, and a variety of different things as well. So you see, interestingly enough, these two different opinions. How do you become a chassid? Opinion number one says Maseches Brachos. Opinion number two says Baba Kama. I suppose they say, so they're not arguing. They're talking about two different dimensions of chassidus. If you want to go ahead and be a chassid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your relationship with God, so let's be literal in our translation. Brachos. We'll say again, imagine a person, we speak about this, a lot of these things are spoken about all the time, so because they speak about a lot, kind of sometimes they fall a little bit on deaf ears, but this idea of taking an extra few moments to say brachos with kavana. We'll say, imagine this, just like, and it's everything. It's when we daven, it's throughout the day. So many times when we're doing the things that we're supposed to be doing, we're just simply not really attentive. And I'm doing it. I'm behaviorally doing it. We're actually going to speak about this in today's daf a little bit about mitzvos b'li kavana. But I'm not really gaining what I can from the experience. A person says a bracha with kavana, they're speaking to God. I'm connecting with God. I'm recognizing the godless and niflaos habori, the greatness of God, the wonder of God. And all it takes is a few extra moments of kavana. You want to go ahead and be a chassid in your interpersonal life? Well, see, here's what's incredible. If you notice, by the way, the Ramchal doesn't say, you would have expected, that what's a chassid, right? What's a ben adam lechavero chassid? What's an interpersonal chassid? I would have thought he's going to say someone who's an incredible baal tzedakah, right? Someone who's just incredibly generous. He doesn't say that. What does he say? What's the definition of a baal tzedakah? He'll say someone who doesn't damage other people, right? I'm careful with other people's property. I'm careful, and by the way, same way I'm careful with other people's property, I'm careful with other people's feelings. Being generous and magnanimous is incredible. And I'll say, but you could be a chassid with much smaller things. A person just attentive to the property and to the feelings and to the reality of the other, that's a chassid also. He goes on, va'amilei, others say, lekayim mili da'avis. Let's say, others say, if you want to be a chassid, what do you have to do? You have to live Pirkei Avos. Live Pirkei Avos. Shesham nichlalim inyanim mikal achalak. What's the beauty of Pirkei Avos? Pirkei Avos is one-stop shopping for everything. Right? Pirkei Avos has been adam l'chaveira, been adam l'makom, as well our relationship with God, our relationship to one another. So this is kind of like the synthesis position. So first the painting says, you want to be a chassid? Baba Kamo. You want to be a chassid? Brachas. Third opinion says, you want to be a chassid, just one stop for everything, mili davas. So I'll say, but again, look at Pirkei Avos. What's Pirkei Avos? So much of Pirkei Avos is just devoted to reinforcing basic lessons of humanity. Basic lessons of humanity. We'll say, sometimes we think that the definition of a chassid is someone who engages in heroic activity. Whether it's spiritually heroic activity, interpersonal heroic activity, and it's simply not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't demand heroism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just demands attentiveness. You're going to say a bracha? You're going to say a bracha? Just pay attention. I'm going to daven? Just pay a little bit more attention. I don't have to have tears streaming down my face when I say a shahakal, right? Like it's kol nidre. You know, that's not okay. That's not going to happen. Or, you know, again, when I say an asher yatzar, I'm overwhelmed by the niflaos habori. Okay, it's great to get to that level. Most of us are not going to get to that level. But a level where I'm attentive for a few extra seconds to say, thank you, God, for letting my body work okay. Thank you, God, for giving me this food. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for allowing me to daven to you. Simple things like that, that's chassidus. That's chassidus. You go out of your way to not harm another. That's chassidus. You're careful with the property of another. That's chassidus. He goes on now in Kuf Pei Dalet and begins the next section, where Allah Chalamaisa, again, we're going to begin something that we're going to start now for just a moment, and then we're going to take it over the next day or so, which is a very important yisod. V'hinei gemilos chasodim hu ikar gadol l'chasid. We'll say one of the major aspects of chasidos is the performance of chasid. Gemilos chasodim, performing acts of charitable kindness. If you look at the footnote in 54, he says, "V'hinei gemilos chasodim hu ikar gadol l'chasid." Kolomar ha'isek b'hatova lebrios. One of the major things that a chassid must engage in is the performance of chesed, the performance of kindness, of good deeds for another. Chazal said, "Oh, so you know what? We're going to stop over here for today. We'll pick up, that was just the intro, we'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with this section tomorrow."